Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Rochelle Wilhite, the designated broker for Best Choice Realty. We're on conference call number 7 tonight, which is consultations at the showing. Tonight, what I'd like to do is just go over some of the tools and information that you guys have available to you by going to the resource guide. So be sure you go to bestchoicerealtywa.com, and we will be discussing some of the pages that you can find on the resource guide that can help you in building a buyer consultation to give to your first client or to give to your buyer that you're working with. So if you want to follow along tonight, that would be the best thing to do. It would be to be on your computer. Go to the resource guide. Again, bestchoicerealtywa.com. And then when you're on it, there's a startup section in the upper left-hand corner. The first bubble, and under forms and folders where we discuss the disclosures, if you scroll down, there is a section called buyer consultation, and we will be going over some of the tools, the PDFs that you can download from that section of the resource guide. We are going to cover some of the things to keep in mind, how to deliver some of the presentation, and I will give you some quick tips on how I use the buyer consultation in my own practice that may help you when you're out there with your buyers. So number one, we want to talk about why do we want to do a consultation. I think the most important thing to consider when doing a consultation is that there's a lot of buyers out there that are looking and a lot of buyers that get super frustrated because of the market and the low inventory, and this is your opportunity to do a consultation and establish trust, loyalty, educate them, set expectations. These are the types of things that you want to do with your buyer, and this is why you would want to do a consultation. This is also an opportunity for you to establish agency, to actually have the buyer sign a 41A, or to have them sign Best Choice Realty's buyer agency agreement, to establish that type of written arrangement on who is going to represent them in helping them negotiate, find the best property and that type of thing for the buyer. There's a lot of buyers out there, and a lot of them do not want to trust that agent, that buyer's agent, because they want to get a good deal and they want to feel like they have something they can trust. So make sure that the reason why you do a consultation has changed. It's not the same as it always was back in the day. When I got my real estate license, several years ago, they didn't teach even how to do buyer consultation. We would actually print out sheets from the MLS, and the client didn't have as much, they didn't have websites that clients could go to. It was meant to be a little more where the agent controlled what homes or what properties the client was going to see. Now we have the ability to really work together in locating or finding the properties, but it takes more than just opening doors in order to have the buyer understand which property is the best one to move forward with. So we started, in fact, I had a client I was coaching at the time when I was working at another company, and I was a managing broker and a designated broker, and this particular agent, her name is Monica, she came into my office and she was quite frustrated. In fact, she was going to leave the business altogether. And one of the things that she said to me was, "Rochelle, I've been out showing people homes for the last 6 months. I've written up 3 contracts, but I've been showing people homes last month I did 12 different appointments with different clients. The month before that, I had 15 buyers I was working with. And out of all of those showings, I only was able to get two buyers under contract." And we didn't have the challenges back then in 2000. It was around 2008 when this occurred. We didn't have the challenges of low inventory at that time. In fact, we had a lot of inventory and a lot of distressed properties and short sales and all these different types of properties. And so what was confusing is the buyer would basically waste your time. They would go out with Monica, go out and look at homes, and then they may or may not use her services, and they would basically cut her out of the deal. And so after having these types of things happen to her time and time again, she came into my office and was quite frustrated and said, you know, is there anything you can do to help me? Or, you know, I'm thinking about just hanging up my license and just moving with a different career path. And so I looked at what she was doing. She was one of those real estate brokers who was super charismatic. She was one of those people that light up the room when she walks in. And you couldn't help but think, how is she not connecting with the buyers? They've got to love her. I mean, she had a beautiful, big smile, dark hair, beautiful eyes, very, very easy to get along with, and yet she was still not converting these clients into actual sales. So what we decided to do is open up, you know, she started explaining to me how she worked with her buyers, and what she would do is typically just meet them at the first property and open each door and go through the process, and then at the end of the showing, she'd say, you know, did you like anything? And they'd say no, and then she would move on to the next client. And that's how her business was run every day, every month for the last 6 months. And what we decided to do is we needed to establish and set expectations with the buyer so that they were not just taking advantage of Monica's services, but they were actually giving her more information so that she could then help them in deciding maybe to not go out and look at 20 different properties. Maybe there was only 5 or 6 that met their needs. This was an opportunity for me to help her with her business. We decided to come up with some educational flyers or some pieces that we could put together in a folder. And so what we did is, if you go to Best Choice Realty WA's website, many of these pages, they've been prettied and cleaned up drastically since 2008. But in essence, this is Monica's, some of the parts of her presentation. Of course, she worked in a different state. And so in Texas where she worked and in Utah where she worked, there was different pages that worked, and we reworked them now so they're all Washington-based PDFs. But all of these pages were part of her presentation or what she took on the appointments with her. And then she would assemble the package based on the buyer that she was meeting with. So she had like 12 or 15 different pages, a nice cover sheet that she could use. And then she would meet with, before she met with somebody, she would start putting some pages together that she could use to talk to the client about short sales or about shopping for a loan or what the timeline was going to be or how she was going to help them with their mortgage or help them find a good lender. All of these pages helped Monica to become a very good agent. We practiced and rehearsed and role-played with her presentation before she met with the buyers in the next month. She was quite frustrated, and so we had to build more confidence in knowing what she was going to be presenting. And she started to connect more with people, and we started to discuss where she would have these consultations. So when she would go on appointments, she would sit down, she would call the client, say, yes, you want to go look at properties this weekend. She would first discuss with them where would be the best meeting place. And what she usually found was it was easy to meet somebody at a Starbucks, or it was easy to meet with somebody at the first home or the last home that they were going to show. But she needed to establish where she was going to do the consultation. And that happened to be, for her, it was either at a Starbucks or it was at one of the properties that she had set up so that she could actually meet with them and go over some of the information she was going to provide. When she did the presentation, there was parts of the presentation that really helped set the stage for her in helping the client understand why she did real estate, what was the value of using her services, what the market was like. And then she was able to go over the property types or the different properties that they were going to go out and look at prior to them going out and looking at them. So things to keep in mind. Then she would go over the costs of how much it would, you know, what to consider for down payment and earnest money, and how much inspection money to set aside, and what the appraisal process looked like. And then she would go over the timeline of what the client's expectations were of her, and then how to really establish what she would do for them once they found a property that met their needs. And we started to build that vision or build that expectation around a step-by-step timeline. One thing we didn't do early on that we quickly learned was not working was we didn't have a loyalty or conclusion page. And we added that after about 30 days of her using this buyer agent, buyer consultation package. And what we discovered is that she was doing a great job of educating, but she still was not closing. She wasn't able to get the buyer to commit. In the state that she worked, it was required that all of the buyer's agents get buyer agency agreements established with their buyers. So quite different than what we encounter here in Washington, where we don't really have to have a buyer agency agreement. It's not the law of the state to have that agreement established or signed. But in her states where she worked, it was required. And so one of the things she had to do was get better at, during that first appointment or that buyer consultation, she had to be able to connect what she was giving them and the education she was doing and establish loyalty very quickly. So what we ended up doing is adding the loyalty page, which is the last page. If you look at the bestchoicerealtywa.com website, you look at forms and folders, if you scroll to the very kind of the left side, there's a loyalty page that takes a little bit of time to load. She was able to practice memorizing that, and that is in essence what she used to get the buyer to sign the buyer agency agreement. So that was probably the most important page that she included in her presentation when she decided to go out on an appointment with her clients, was a loyalty page. And she memorized that. And then that was the page right before the buyer agency agreement where she got the buyer to sign that they wanted to work with her. So she went after 30 days of trying out the different pages. We went for another 30 days using the loyalty page. So all of the pages were pretty much included in her buyer consultation package. And she went from having, instead of having 12 or 13 showings, her showings went down to about 10. And out of the 10, she was able to secure about 5 buyer agency agreements. And out of the 5 buyer agency agreements, she was producing about 2 to 3 deals a month. Still not where she wanted to be, but wow, what a big difference by having a buyer consultation and having tools built for her to be able to go out the door and establish loyalty, trust, educate, and set expectations. She was able to do all of those things with these pages that we provide to you here at Best Choice. She still was struggling, though. There was still not, you know, she wanted even more sales than just 2 a month. And so what we did is I actually went on appointments with her to kind of see where the gaps were and how we could improve her sales process. And one of the things I understood after, you know, going, she was one of those types of givers. And what I mean by that is some agents are the giving type. Sometimes they give away too much information. And so we had provided all this great information, but still we wanted to capture, I wanted 90% of all the people that she met with to be able to sign an agency agreement with her. So that instead of she's taking 10 different clients out, she would, you know, get approximately 8 or 9 of them to sign buyer agency agreements, where she was about 50% at that time. So one of the things we decided to do is I said, you know, Monica, why don't we look at, just like, you know, when you meet with somebody at the doctor's office, they have already collected some basic information about you. You know, they set up the appointment, they set up the time, they made sure the doctor was available to meet with you. But what if we were to also do the same thing, collect some basic information on the phone, but when we meet with them, we have some sort of intake sheet that you can have in your file folder, and that's where we created the internal buyer profile sheet. So that is also available in a doc format, so you could modify it, and the PDF version that Monica used to have in her flyer, so in her file. So she took that buyer profile sheet, she filled it in to the best of her ability based on the phone conversation that she had with the client on the phone. But there was obviously some missing things on the profile sheet that prevented her from moving forward with the client or that established more trust and more rapport. So the way it went down is before, you know, in the first 60 days, she was just giving this beautiful package she put together for the buyer. She was just giving that to them and going over some of the pages and educating them and then establishing agency and getting them to sign the buyer agency agreement. But they were not appreciating. That's the part that I recognized once I went and observed Monica doing this presentation. There was not that lack of, there was this lack of appreciation on the consumer part or on the buyer's part of what Monica did to prepare for the appointment before they met with her. And so by having a buyer profile sheet, what we did is I told her to hold back in giving that and breaking out that buyer presentation, you know, the pamphlet or the package or the folder that she put together for this client. I had her hold off, and before she in fact, I had her put it in her purse. She had one of those bags that she had the their presentation in. And she would sit down or at the countertop where she was meeting with them or at the Starbucks meeting where she sat down with them. She just took out her folder, and she just said to them, "It was so good to meet with you," shook their hand, was very, you know, just appreciative of them taking the time to meet with her. "Before we get started, I wanted to just ask you a few questions that I didn't get on the phone." And she would proceed to fill in some of the aspects of the buyer profile sheet. Some of the things that she wasn't gathering on the phone that you may not gather on the phone was like their current address, if they were owning or renting, if they were, who was the other people that were buying a property, what their must-haves or what they would like to have, kind of a wish list established. Or she would sometimes not have some of the qualifying questions down below answered, and she would just kind of quickly fill this in for herself as she asked the client questions. And what I started to see was this kind of this camaraderie that was established. And she said, "You know, I have brought some information, but before we go over some of the information I provided, I just need to get some more information from you about your situation." And all of a sudden, the client started to create more trust, and there started to be more camaraderie about how she put this together and all the work that she put into preparing the package that she then was able to go over with them. She also was able to time manage, so that package that she was spending a lot of time going over, and every page, based on some of the answers that they provided her on the profile, she then really quickly went to certain pages in the presentation rather than going through it every page one by one. She went right to the pages that she needed to spend time on based on their needs and their wants. So that may help you as well as we go through this, as maybe create your own profile sheet, or what kind of questions do you ask the buyer when you meet with the buyer in person or on the phone, and maybe create some sort of intake sheet like we have done here to help you. And again, I provided one where you could modify that looks really official. Now, if we go into the pages, you know, Monica had several pages that worked really well. And when I was selling real estate, there was certain pages that I always used. And I'm going to let you guys know which pages those are so you can print those out and have those readily available. Obviously, having, you know, cover page, why we do real estate, those are all nice to have pages. But some of the pages that I always went out the door with was your cost and step by step. Those were my two favorite pages of the buyer presentation. In fact, if I didn't ever go out the door with anything, I may just print out those two flyers and insert them into a folder that had, you know, some of the MLS sheets that we were going to go look at that night. And that shows that I prepared for the appointment. You know, I had something to give them. Buyers are funny. They want to know that their agent is looking after them or helping them in making decisions, or an additional resource that they can rely on if they have questions about the process. So by having your cost and step-by-step printed and having those inside your folders or inside your presentation, or even just emailed ahead of time, you know, "Hey, I'm looking forward to meeting with you," these pages have really saved me a lot of time and hassle by going over them in person with the client and going over what to keep in mind, and also setting the stage that I am the professional, they are the buyer, and I can assist them throughout the entire process by giving them helpful information. So if you do any of these pages, those are my two favorite, your cost and step by step. Your cost can also be where you educate them about what to keep in mind as far as how much money to set aside for down payment or earnest money. And also with step by step, it describes what's going to take place, you know, once they find a property that meets their needs. I also have been able to help clients when I'm looking at the step-by-step with them and knowing maybe sometimes they jumped the gun and actually start looking for properties and they haven't started that pre-approval process yet. This is my opportunity to put them back on track and let them know that step one, we need to really get back on track with the financing and first discover who we're going to use and how they're going to finance things. And sometimes they start the process in step two or step three, and really we need to go back and cover step one before we start making offers or we start to go looking at properties. So it's one way to get them back on track and to get them back on the sequence of how to buy a property. The last page, the loyalty page, like I said with Monica, I would recommend memorizing this page. So I'm because I had that experience of working with Monica on the loyalty and really establishing loyalty, even if you don't use this page in your presentation, one of the things I would recommend doing is being very confident, and this is in essence your value proposition. This is how you're going to work exclusively for the buyer. You're going to help them find the best home or investment that meets their needs. You're going to help them negotiate the price using your local knowledge and your experience of the marketplace. Help them secure the best financing. You know, you may have a lender that you want to use, or you may have somebody that you have talked to about getting a mortgage, but what I want to do is help you in making sure you secure the best financing, making sure you're not being taken advantage when it comes to using your lender and keeping within your budget. I'm also going to meet your home buy needs with the least amount of hassle and be your point person. So there's not a lot of going around and trying to figure out who do I need to talk to. I'm your point person and making sure all of the purchase requirements are met. I'm 100% committed to giving you and guaranteeing your satisfaction. If at any point in time you're not happy with my service, you can call my designated broker and I can give you her cell phone number directly and you can reach her at any point in time. And at each step of the way, you'll benefit from our communication and you can be completely informed. So you'll know what's going to happen next. And the best thing about my services, this is how I'd explain it to my buyer, is that none of the services will cost you a penny. None of the services will cost you a penny. All I ask for is your return in loyalty and that you'll recommend me to your friends and your family. So what I need to do to get started is to have your loyalty, have your okay on this agreement that I've provided here on the next page, that I will represent you and help you in doing all of these things. And this is how I will work exclusively for you. In the agency agreement, it describes the commission that's owed, and the commission is paid for by the seller. So this commission is not something you'll have to pay for, but it is a way for me to start working on your behalf. And then I would just go ahead and have them sign the buyer agency agreement. So if you are struggling with how do I get the buyer to sign an agency agreement? Quite simply, memorize and be very comfortable with this page, this loyalty page, and you'll get to the point where you're confident like I am, so that I have no problem getting an agency agreement signed by any buyer. There is so many things that are off market right now. I think the MLS just gave me the recent stat. There's 4% of the inventory right now is what they consider off market. So the agents that have sold the property to an identified buyer, they have to input that into the MLS. And so that inventory is about 4%. So there's a lot of inventory out there that you may be aware of, or you know that this for sale by owner or seller is going to be selling down the street, or you have farmed an area and you know that there's a ready, willing, and able seller who's wanting to work with the buyer who maybe lost out on a property with multiple offers. And if you're able to connect the dots, all of a sudden you're providing additional inventory for that buyer. The problem is that a lot of you are working without getting paid. And so to establish payment, you have to establish agency if there is not a listing agreement or you're showing them properties that are not on the market. So you'll become very experienced at knowing what's going to be on the market, how things should be priced when you start to go out and look at a lot of properties. And so why not have an agency agreement so you can get paid? It also will save you a lot of time by doing a buyer consultation. You'll be able to meet with that buyer, set expectations. And I went from having, gosh, I would show, you know, 7 to 10 properties. Now I'm showing on average 3 to 4 properties because of my experience and how I set things up. And then on top of that, when I set the expectations with my buyer, I let them know that typically most buyers will take, will go out and look at on three different occasions, and by the third appointment, we'll usually find the property that they'll offer on, and we'll be very good at helping them to secure a property within that time frame as well. So it kind of puts the buyer on edge, like, wow, you know, this agent really knows what she's doing to be able to find and locate and negotiate the best property for me in that short amount of time. So there shouldn't be a lot of showings, or there should be less showings where you're kicking people out multiple occasions. Yes, I had some picky buyers in my past, but if by establishing some processes and procedures and how you conduct yourself when before you go out and show properties, or how you establish agency, or how you educate the buyer, all of a sudden you're going to cut your time in half. And you can challenge me on that point all day long, because I could prove it with buyers who would typically take a lot of time to go under contract, where all of a sudden, by giving them knowledge and education and professionalism and establishing agency early on in the process, all of a sudden the trust and rapport get you to the finish line a lot sooner than it would normally. So hopefully that helps you guys in knowing what to do here. I loved that I could have a page. Some people had questions about, well, I've never done a HUD foreclosure. I've never done a short sale. These pages are also meant to download or email ahead of time to your client so that it educates them on what to keep in mind and what to be aware of. Sometimes it will just talk them out of the deal. Talk them out of going out and looking at short sales. I had a close friend who was wanting to go look at a lot of short sales. She thought that short sales were the way to go back in the day. And after I sent her the PDF on short sales, she's like, Rochelle, does that really happen? I'm like, yes, it does. It happens all the time. In fact, short sales, you know, only 20% of the short sales in this marketplace actually go to close. That's only 2 out of 10. So your odds are stacked against you if you're going to look at short sales. Now, not to say that you won't get a good deal by getting a short sale, but we're going to need to make sure you're okay with all of these items, that things can change, that negotiation can change, that you're going to be patient through the process, and all of these things need to happen in order for the short sale to be approved. So a lot of these talking points that you can use when working with your buyers, you may want to go ahead and print out these pages or download these on your computer and become very, very good at understanding these key points, because in essence, these could be your talking points when you're working with the buyer and educating them about the different property types you're going to show them, the process, the cost, or establishing the loyalty and trust. You can print out all the pages. There's a link to on our website to print all of them out. And if you want to come in and assemble them in our office, it's 10 cents for a color copy. It's cheaper than going to Costco and printing there. But you may want to go ahead and assemble your packages and have them all ready to go so that when somebody calls you and says, hey, Rochelle, I want to go look at this property, you can have your presentation or your professional package already assembled, ready to go. All you have to do is put in the MLS sheets and you're on your way. The other thing I want to draw your attention to before we conclude tonight is the MLS has come out with a very, very cool mobile app, and there's a way for you to communicate and talk with your buyers. There's been many people who have come to me over the last 3 or 4 years who have said, Rochelle, does your company have a mobile app? Is there a way to compete with Redfin? Is there a way to, you know, get this access to the clients in a really easy way, you know, to communicate via mobile app? I would encourage you all on the call tonight to download or upload onto your mobile app. Go to the, you know, Home Spotter and put it on your mobile phone, and there's a way to communicate with your buyers when you meet with them. I would go ahead and put that as part of your presentation. Have that be something you establish, that there's a great mobile app that's up to date with the Northwest MLS, and it's easy to download, it's easy to communicate via text using that app, and it's all connected with the MLS. So it's a very, very easy to use type of system. It's quick as well. Not hard to use, way better than the Northwest MLS had before. So try to download that. And if you have any questions, be sure you email me after the call. Get that app on your phone if you don't have it already. There are instructions on the MLS and a video tutorial you can watch on how to use the app. But I've used the app today, and it was fantastic. Last week I downloaded it. Cool. I was a little hesitant because the old other one was so bad. But I really like this one, and it definitely is something that the clients are liking as well. All right, that's all I have for tonight. Have a great week. It's a busy week. We're in our swing selling season. A lot of listings are selling. This weekend was incredibly busy. But think outside the box and establish some processes for yourself before we get too busy and we start to just be on the road showing properties without thinking about the process and the expectations that need to be set to actually get to the sale. I'll talk to you guys later, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.